Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning into another special episode of the SCP Black Files. I'm the administrator, controller, and storyteller. The cast for tonight's episode will be Husky Wolf and Bat Rhino. So, we're going to be doing something a bit special tonight and doing a turning back the clock, you could say, as we've had some new revelations since, well, a few episodes ago in the podcast timeline. So we thought it might be nice to give you a bit of a look into one of our characters' backstories. I bid you welcome to this spooky episode of the SCP Black Files. Welcome to this kind of odd episode of the SCP Black Files podcast. I'm the administrator. This is Husky Wolf and Bat Rhino. Say hello.
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 All right. You'll notice we're missing part of our normal cast. Fish is out of order this week. He's got some business to take care of outside of the podcast, so we're deciding to run a bit of a one-shot tonight. Everyone, mostly, except for, you know, one of our players, has brought a new character. I, of course, am always bringing new characters to every session, but we also have Husky bringing a new character, as we're going to delve a bit into Bat Rhino's character's backstory. The backstory of Duke Riker.
Ooh.
This is going to be the Riker. Maybe trilogy. Probably just two episodes, though. But I think it is time for us to begin, if everyone is ready.
Yep. I'm good to go.
So we're setting up cameras, kind of coming in on Riker waking up in the morning. It's on a unmarked Foundation black site where you find yourself waking today, as you wake every day. Any morning rituals, morning reactions?
Morning cigarette. And just sitting outside for a bit.
Alright, so you kind of rest outside for a bit.
Yeah. Quincy Nickens gets up in his... Do we have, like, sort of private rooms, or is it just a bunk?
I prefer to think private rooms, or they're most likely two-man dormitories, let's say that.
Okay. I assume I wake up before my roommate. My side of the room is much more colorful. I have some sort of poster of whatever band I'm listening to at the time on there. And I probably immediately, like, start listening to my MP3, going to get a cup of coffee. It's like, all of a sudden, just immediately awake and very happy.
All right. So Quincy's going out to the canteen to pick up some coffee is what I'm hearing. We got our other man very not happy to be awake, it sounds like. So, colorful batch. Alright. So, I'm assuming the group's kind of gathering up for the morning. Do Quincy and Riker know each other, would you say? I'm going to ask Quincy in this case.
I would know about him, but I'd probably I wouldn't actively try and avoid him, but like I would choose not to sit at the same table just because he's a bit of a grump.
All right. So
I'm not funny enough for you.
So what I'm hearing, so is Riker kind of after he does his bit of a morning routine, does he pick up food or is he not really a breakfast person?
I'd probably get some black coffee and then I'd probably skip breakfast.
All right. So you go pick up your coffee. You shouldn't at a table. I don't know. Are you a corner table person or are you more in the middle?
It doesn't really... I don't really care, so I just sit where there's an available seat. If it's in the corner, by myself typically, but I don't really care otherwise.
So there is the bustle of movement and people in this canteen. There's probably about, let's say, 75 agents, 80 agents in this room right now, alongside a uncounted for amount who are in their rooms or have already eaten food.
Okay.
This is, at the site, you've got a variety of different task forces that all are staying at this place, but currently you hear your pager, probably around 9, 10 minutes.
Okay.
Both.
Work.
I'd immediately go to wherever I'm supposed to meet.
So you're heading over to one of the debrief offices. One of the briefing rooms at this point. time's probably around 10 o'clock at this point. Yeah, 10 or 11, yeah, probably 10 o'clock at this point, let's say. You're getting in here. You see what looks to be the remnants about, not the remnants, probably about 5 to 8 squad members up here right now. Where you will see some familiar faces, probably some more rare faces. There's Jones, Martin, Michael, each other.
I see Jones and, like, I get into the room and I finally take my headphones out for the first time in the morning. And then I just immediately go over, as long as nothing's immediately happening, I'll just go and make small talk.
Oh, hey, good to see you, Quincy. How are you doing?
Oh, it's been a pretty good morning. You know, I found a new band last week, and they're amazing.
Really? Hey. What kind of music?
Oh, well, it's a little bit of pop, but then if you add, like, some real instruments in there, like, it's really good. I mean, well, they're the Flying Kittens. I know they're a little weird, but it's some really good stuff. I have a poster in my bunk.
Wish you luck with that music.
I'm just gonna go to wherever I need to go, just waltz in at my leisure. I'm not really gonna rush.
So probably 2 or 3 minutes pass, you see a projector. You see the projector turn on in the room as one of the ambiguous mission directors comes in. Hello, everyone. Today we are gathering for a house raid. Organizational movement of objects has been taking place in 132nd Downing Street in Massachusetts. We are being deployed to enter the house, perform a raid, and remove any anomalous objects after a tip-off from local police to a disappearance. We'll be going into two primary squads for this assault. One assault will be entering through a side entrance to the building, and the other force will be entering through the front of the building. Riker, Jones.
Yes, sir.
Riker, Jones, Julian, and Michael, you guys are taking the front entrance.
May I ask, is there any tips on what we should be worried about on this anomaly? Any hints?
Current withstanding, disappearances have been noted to take place late at night. The tip-off is on this house as they were last seen passing this location. At the average time span is between 9 p.m. and 12 p.m. Sorry, 12 a.m. at night.
Okay.
Lights will immediately cut in local proximity to disappearances. Person will disappear. Lights will turn back on. These disappearances take place directly in front of the house. It is currently unknown if they are being dragged inside the building by some force or if they are willingly entered due to some monastic effect. Floor plan is as follows. Front team, you are being put in contact with the emergency planner, who will be providing you overwatch into the main area throughout your operation in the building. You folks will be heading into the basement following initial floor breach. Understood?
Yes, sir.
We've managed to pull schematics of the house at this point. You'll be taking a direct front route into the building, cutting left and immediately turning left after clearing the main kitchen and dining room and the storage cabinet to your left. The other squad will be coming in, reaching, taking care of the bedroom, garage, and entirety of the upstairs. You'll be equipped with cameras during this operation so that any field operatives and commanders can relay information based on what you are seeing. Two-way radios will be provided on site for breach. Please be prepared to pack into vehicles in 1 hour. Your dossiers will be provided on the way.
I'm just gonna quickly sketch down some whatever information I have in like a notebook.
So I just want to confirm. I just want to hear this name one more time, Husky. Can you say this character's name one more time for me?
Quincy Nickens.
How do you spell that?
Quincynickens.
So I think I did a mistranslation on the name when I said Julian. I meant to say Quincy. I apologize.
Okay.
I apologize. I was just flabbergasted by the name.
Is it in character, by the way?
The commander comes to me and apologizes.
Yeah. It's like, your name is just out there.
Apologies for screwing up your name. It seems to have been misdocumented.
Oh, no problem. It happens all the time.
Mm-hmm. Commonly mistaken for Julian, I see. Well, all right. Nickens Quincy. I'm saying your name Quincy, aren't I? Or am I, is it some...
Oh, Quincy? No, that's...
It is Quincy.
Yep.
Nickens.
Yeah. You got it.
All right. So you will be operating with Riker over here, Jones, and Mike.
And I may have noted down the wrong plan of attack. We're going for which locations?
You'll be going through the front door, heading to the left, taking the staircase and any closets hanging away.
Okay.
So are you guys rendezvousing or what's happening at this point?
I'm just gonna prepare, probably grab like whatever easy food there is at the place on the way, because I'm not sure how long the drive is.
Well, I would sketch know, what I imagine the house to look like and where we're going.
I know how, probably how long it takes to get there, but
so I think I said 1500 for the time. I'm gonna clarify it as 1500.
Okay.
So you've got about 5 hours till you're deployed.
Okay.
To do equipment checks and gear preparing. But I'm assuming most of that's going to be flown through.
Yeah. Again, okay. I'll draw a replica of the house, even though I've never seen it before, don't have access to the floor plan, and then I'm going to draw on my map where I think we have to go. I don't show it with to anyone, but it's just in my pocket.
He did say what directions we're going to be heading and turning and shit, so...
Right, so it's just like, here's the front door. I assume there's a hallway that goes this way, and then we take left, and then, like, search all the closets, and just kind of has this diagram, and then he goes on to draw the rest of the house anyway.
So, let's just kind of ease through the time. You've done your gear checks, you've got your bags prepared.
Cleaning guns.
Is anyone picking up any flash grenades or anything that I need to be concerned about?
I don't think I'm going to be picking up any flash grenades or anything, don't worry.
I'll take a camera if I can, to stick under a door.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the magic wand. And then,
that's not called a magic wand.
I have heard it called a magic wand, so I'm going to call it the magic wand.
They are called wire cams.
Magic wand. And then since we're doing this at night, do we have access to night vision?
I would assume so, yes.
Okay. Those are the two big things I want.
Okay.
So a wire cam that does... So we've got a wire cam and we've got night vision on. It's cool. No breaching equipment, nothing like that?
I don't think we need anything like that. At least that's what my character is like. We're raiding a building. We're not going to need to blow holes in the wall. So.
Yeah, we can take it slow if we don't know anyone in there is going to attack us, per se, unless the anomaly happens to target one of us. So let's just take it slow, not rush in anywhere, get ourselves shot if there is someone in there.
Just in case this isn't already done, I am going to grab whatever flashlight mount for any weapon I'm going to be bringing, so...
So you're doing flashlights, he's doing night vision.
I was just about to say, do you mention this to me?
I thought you said you assumed people had night vision, so I was just like, oh, I might have it too. But I know, strobe light.
Let's just confirm you're equipping with flashlights.
I can't. What my thought process with the flashlights is, you can't see people when you strobe them, so, or flash them in the eyes. So I'll probably grab night vision too, but
okay,
like that's a good.
You could just take a strobe light then, probably.
Usually flashlights, you could just that.
All right.
So at this point, you're at the vehicles. As you're entering your specified vehicles, you're split up into two separate vehicles. No, probably one 8-person van. You see the doors slid open as the group is beginning to coalesce, the 8-man team. You enter the vehicle. As you're passing through, you're handed dossiers. At the very end, you see two additional persons hop into the vehicle, each of which are wearing what looks to be safety equipment. They're wearing mechanical boiler suits alongside rigging equipment, ballistic vests, helmets, gas masks, and that's about it.
So in the van that we are entering, is there anyone like high-ish rank than me where it's like if I start trash talking this mission, I won't be scolded later?
Roll a general knowledge check. Let's say roll an SCP knowledge check, so that's intelligence with a backing of the occult SCP lore skill.
Okay.
Or probably actually let's say perception. Perception makes more sense.
Oh, thank you. I should have a macro for that. So that is... Oh, sorry, explosions.
I'd be sorry about that. Explosions.
That's... That... And you said plus the SCP lore?
Yes.
16.7.
All right. You think these guys who just entered the vehicle might be the support crews who will be acting as Overwatch? Overwatch are usually level 3 personnel, level 2 personnel.
Okay.
So be cautious.
Yeah. Okay.
I should specify these vans are long, windowless black vans. Like, when I say windowless, the only windows are the front windows and the windshield.
Okay.
There's no doors in the back because there's an equipment rack vaulted to the back wall. And you see what looked to be... Well, not an equipment rack. It's more like a built-in desk. It's probably a better word. Desk slash rack.
Okay.
Computers and some other modern
equipment. On the drive, I'm going to spark some conversation with whoever's next to me and probably Quincy Nickens. So let me know when we're on the drive if we're not skipping right now. I'm just going to be like, why are they immediately... If they don't even know if they're walking in willingly. That would have been probably good to know. You'd think they'd have someone stake it out before raiding the building.
I don't know. They tend to do things just without telling you they've done them, so... We could be the second team. I honestly don't know.
That's true, but it would probably be good information if they're walking in willingly to see if there's anything going on with our team.
I'm looking at the dossiers. Looks like they've had minor surveillance on the region from local police outlets.
Okay. Do they have any idea if they're going on their own accord, or because in the beginning they said they didn't know if they're going in or got abducted, and it's
so just my personal theory. Not all police stations have access to tech needed.
Like, yeah.
Or they might just not be shining the flashlight in.
It does definitely seem weird that everyone's coming to the same house. I mean, it's one thing for an anomaly to go out and hunt on the streets, but, I mean, it does almost seem like it's drawing people to the location.
Yeah. Unless it's somehow confined to that area, or it maybe has a limited reach, but just be wary if it has some sort of control or persuade over people. Be wary, because we don't know if we're compromised or not if someone is acting fishy.
guys are on the basement team, right? You're going downstairs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basements aren't fun. Basements are never fun.
Yeah, usually one way in, one way out, but...
Concrete. Suddenly Quincy gets uncomfortable and starts shifting in his seat.
We just start... Me and that guy just start talking about how, like, sketchy basements are and stuff. Making him uncomfortable.
He starts looking at his drawing that he made earlier and looking at the basement.
Maybe if you could target the fuse box. That might be a good move when you're on your entry method.
Yeah. Wait, where would the fuse box be?
Probably in the basement. Or the garage.
Probably the basement, yeah.
When we're entering, I'll keep an eye out in the garage.
Okay.
I'll just knock all the fuses. If I spot in the garage, I'll knock all the fuses out. So be prepared for lights go down. I'll call something out before them.
All
right. That sounds like a more. Yeah, we should be prepared for that. Looking around, are other people prepared for the dark?
You see a mix. Mostly you see with these guys night vision goggles.
Okay. I'm glad I just didn't bring a little flashlight then.
Well, you did bring a little flashlight. You also brought night vision goggles, though.
That's true. I gotta be wary, though, because... flashing people night vision goggles with a flashlight is also not fun.
So I feel like as you guys are puttering along on this many hour trip, it's now probably the perfect time to call us to our first break. Thank you all for listening to the first part of this podcast. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the second half of this SCP Black Files podcast. I think it's time for us to get to the mission at hand. So the party has just started driving to the site. We left them as they are midway through the drive now, but we're coming back to them about probably 6 or 7 o'clock at, probably even later than that, 8 o'clock at night. It's starting to get dark out. The lights, the street lights are on, the sky's dark. It's the later half of the year. It's starting to get a little chilly out. So you find yourselves pulling up across the street from a house. Well, probably no, not even across the street. On the same side of the street as the house, you're parking in front of it, and as you feel, you hear one of them starts talking. All right, so, when you're starting your breach, be prepared, go into channel 2 of your radios, front breach team. That is how you'll get in contact with me. Side breach team, go onto channel 1. That is how you'll get in contact with your operative. I'll be guiding you through the house to the best of my ability off the floor plans that I've got. I'm the emergency planner for your group. You can refer to me as Overwatch. I need to do a camera check. Can everyone turn their cameras on? The other operatives all start... You hear the click of everyone's cameras turning on?
I like... look over to the person next to me, and I'm like going to turn the camera, and I'm looking at their face to make sure I'm doing it right. unless I've done this before, probably have. But
you probably have.
Okay.
So just everyone's cameras getting turned on.
Stereotypically bad at electronics, as we all know.
So you see the command, the vehicle guys. One of them starts hitting some keys on one of the keyboards. Cameras 1, 2, 4, 5, and 8, you're clear. Camera 4, I need to check yours. Otherwise, yep, the rest of you are clear. Camera 4, you see Jones get pulled over. Your camera seems to be a bit off. Kind of readjusts it, shuts it off, turns it back on. Your camera seems to be busted. Stick with teammate. Be prepared.
Just a recap. He's the one with us?
Yes. He's one of the ones with you.
Just fall behind. You should be good.
So you see at this point, the other guy who was the other support guy walks over the door, puts his hands on it. He starts going 3, 2, 1. Go, go, go. He pulls open the door. You see the stacks start to flow out of the vehicle. Everyone starts going out. You see Michael, one of the other guys with you guys, starts heading to the front door. He saddles up to it at this point as the rest of you manage to fall in behind to the door. And you see he draws a dynamic breaching hammer.
Cool.
He, after checking the knob to make sure it's not unlocked, he draws it back, slams it down on the doorknob. You see it bust off in one clean motion. This door does not seem to have a deadbolt. So after that, he just pushes it up. He just kind of pushes the other half of the knob out and slightly taps the door open. Then you see he reaches onto his belt again, grabs something else, pulls a pin. Something hits the ground inside the building. Boom! Flash grenade goes off. Draws his pistol, kicks the door, starts moving in. Front room clear. So at this point, you kind of begin to enter the front room. This is like a kitchen and dining area. You're mixed. So the lights are off.
Night vision goes on.
He steps out of the main of the room. He starts just kind of pulsing across the room. Head ahead. I've got you covered.
I'll start going left. Take point.
So you take the... So you start going left. There's a doorway, then you see a staircase right next to it.
I assume it's the basement staircase?
Yes. So you see Jones turn, get to the closet, open it up, clothes.
I'm just going to hold on the basement, I guess.
Falling in behind you. Jones falls in behind you at this point.
Basement located. Everyone stack up on me. We're going in.
Proceed when prepared.
And I will... Does the wand sit... Or I'm going to keep calling it the magic wand. Does the wand sit on my gun?
No, this is a magic wand. Or, sorry, this is a... it could be called a boroscope, whatever you want to call this thing. I usually call it a spy cam, or whatever I said earlier. Spy cam. I'll stick with spy cam, simpler than whatever I said earlier. It's more of a gadget you'd pull out.
Okay.
Now I really want to call it a boroscope, so I'm going to call it that, because that's what my mind's stuck on now.
You call it like a wire cam or something like that.
It's a wire cam. That's what I called it before,
yeah.
Wire cam.
Yeah.
Let's just call it a boroscope still, because that sounds more fun. It's that kind of thing where it's got the long adjustable, the long telescoping and adjustable stalk, a little tiny camera on the end, and then it's got the screen connected to the stalk.
Okay.
So... If Quincy's leading up front, then I'll lead back, because I know the middle guy. Well, because I know the middle guy is not gonna have a camera.
So you guys,
and immediately so I'll start making my way down, with my rifle out.
So you start taking your steps down the staircase. You're looking about at this point. The first area you enter, lights are off. So you're looking on, but you've got your night vision on?
Those fuses.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Yes, I do.
Spot the box.
So I'm going to allow, as Quincy's in the front of the group, do you want to make a perception check to see if you spot a fuse box?
Sure thing.
As was mentioned earlier.
Depending on which perception you have.
Let's see.
I could probably
just flat perception?
Perception flat.
18.
18? All right. Look around the room, no fuse box. But I'm going to give that description of the room now because I feel like this is a pretty opportune time. One moment. Where is it? Yes, here it is. So this room's a probably about 12 feet long by about 8 feet wide. And it looks to be just kind of a offshoot room. There's a hallway to your right, and a door, two doors dead ahead.
Someone keep security on the two doors. We have to go clear this hallway. Or I guess two and two, probably. But
so as you start going into this first room, you see probably it's Jones who branches off and is standing at the point where the doors are. And he's watching him. Okay. You move ahead. I'm watching. I've got my radio.
Alright. And I continue down the hallway.
So you continue down this hallway to the right after coming down the staircase. It kind of goes on probably for not too long, honestly. You just, it's a short hallway. There's probably a door as you pass along. Then you reach another one of those room, another room like that one you just came from. This one has two doors.
And I'm staying with our buddy, I think. Is it Jones?
Yes. So you're staying in that room?
Yeah.
Two more rooms. One looks like the room you guys are in right now.
Okay.
Anyone entering doors?
Right? I'm going to put the camera under that hallway door.
There's no hallway door.
Oh, I thought you said I passed one.
No, you passed through a hallway, not a hallway door.
Yeah, you're like kind of the same room as us with two doors, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I thought I just heard that there was another door. So I'll check the one that is at the end of the hallway then.
There's no door at the end of the hallway, you entered a larger room.
Oh, so there are no doors?
There are two doors, but they're not for the hallway.
Got it.
They're just two other rooms.
Right. Okay, then I'll just have us take control of that room then. We'll move in there.
There's probably a chair or something in this room, in like the bottom right corner. So direct ahead of you as you enter it.
I'm gonna, on the first set of two doors, I'm gonna take the right one, and I'm gonna say, an angle, and I'm gonna try to open up one of the doors, whatever the right one is.
The right door?
The right door.
So you see your comrades step back as you do this. So you're standing in front of the door. How you attacking this?
Of course, I'm going to see if it's unlocked.
All right, so roll me a fate check.
Oh, no. That's a 5.
Locked.
Does he still have that hammer?
It was Michael who was carrying the hammer who actually went into the next room.
Quick question. This, because I realized this as we're getting out of the van. I'm like, do I have any picks on me? Like lockpicks? Because my guy's good at lockpicks.
Do you have lockpicks?
I did in the future. I do carry them.
You do carry lockpicks? Let's roll a fate check.
Oh, no. Okay, I see.
But as this was not a declared piece of tech, I am going to put a penalty on that roll.
Second.
Put a -2 penalty towards seeing if you have lockpicks on you.
I'm assuming I still crit?
Yes, crits will count. I mean, I am going to counter roll just to see where your DC is.
That is a 17. -2. 15.
So you're starting to wriggle through your pockets, checking. You check one of your dorsal pockets, you pull out a glow stick. But you keep moving through all your pockets. You kind of have this moment of, hell. As you find you have left your lockpicks at base.
Okay. Jones, want to help me kick this open?
All right, let's do this.
I'm rolling strength, because I'm not sure what I else have to roll.
So there's no real way for him to assist you besides just oversight in this case?
Gotcha. I got 18 on a kick. That's pretty good.
Your foot lands probably right side the door, hopping the frame up. So you kind of leave bit of the doorknob cage connected to the door, but you manage to bust the woods so the door kind of just swings open.
Okay.
In front of you there is a room probably about 15 feet in width. 15 feet in width to your visibility, 8 feet in depth.
Okay, I'm going to raise my gun and I'm going to go in, check in corners, and I'm going to signal him to follow me.
So then just give me a reaction roll.
What would that be?
It's literally called awareness / reaction, perception. First stat in the abilities column.
Okay.
As you're starting to roll that, I'm going to shift over to the other group who's controlling the second space. What's going on?
we're gonna be trying to find, yeah, just try and clear the next room. 16 Duke didn't tell us where he was going, so I'm just going to take the one in front of the door we entered from.
Question, could he hear me when I said give me an angle and help kick this door open?
You guys are in two separate rooms.
Yeah.
Right of that. Because you guys walk, so, one second, so, Nickin.
I know we're in Nickin, the basement, but you know second, we're good at
I'm
hearing stuff in a house.
We also don't want to shout, because we want to be quiet as long as possible.
But I should remind you, Nickin, you are in a separate room with Michael.
Yeah.
You are at the end of that short hallway you walked down, and in another one of those 20 by... I want to say 20... Let me rephrase those initial... this room. It's 20 by 20. It's a cube.
Okay.
This one you've just entered.
So I'll be taking the closest door. If there's one on the other side, then I'll take that one.
So there's two doors, actually. On the wall to your left as you're entering this room, there's two right next to each other.
Got it. Okay. I just didn't know what walls they were on, so I will take the one closest to us on the left.
So, alright.
Alright.
See, Michael's kind of saddle up the door.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna check that knob, see how it's working.
Alright.
If it's working, more specifically. One moment. So he checks the knob, and manages to pull the door open. So as you're looking in with your night vision,
I would say it's procedure not to open a door, and I would want to put the wand under there anyway, because it could just open up into a giant floor plan room. There's like two identical rooms on either side, so in my head, this could be one connected giant room.
All right. So I did call the doors being open and you did not stop it, I am going to go through that action path.
Okay. I think so I just kind of, like, glare at him as he does that then. Just like, you fucked up.
So he has his gun drawn as he enters this room. Swings in, hands on the pistol. So he enters the room.
Yeah, I'll take the other side of the room.
Looks to be some kind of laundry room. You see a wash and a dryer. You see just utility sink, shelves, detergent. This kind of room seems to be a little full of garbage, useful stuff, just miscellaneous items.
Does anything look fresh?
Identify taste / smell.
Is there wet laundry?
Wait, whoops.
Are you trying to smell through your gas mask, I should ask? Or any gas equipment you're carrying?
No, I would take it off briefly just to figure it out. As long as it's easy enough to put back on. Just, like, take the mask off and put it back on. So that is a 14. And then, let me actually roll that d6.
So you kind of...
14.2.
You breathe in. The air smells musty. You know the smell mothballs? Like that, well not the smell, but like, it smells like how mothballs would taste.
Yeah, I mean, it smells like something has kind of been living in there then?
No.
Like, not an animal, but like, it smells like something has been in there, kind of like moths have been in there eating clothes and leaving things.
No, mothballs have a kind of acrid smell.
Mm. Okay. Seems like nothing's been here for a long time. I mean, the clothes don't even seem, you know, tattered or anything. It seems like the place isn't even infested.
So as you're scoping out this room, you just hear, I need you... So you hear Overwatch trigger in. I need you to check that room for any possible supplies or materials of interest.
The laundry room?
Yeah, see if there's anything in there of interest.
I start searching through the laundry room.
So I'm just, let's just give it a fate check just to see if you spot anything as you're going through this room.
It'd be pretty, it's gonna be pretty funny. We get back from this mission, like, they have the footage of me being like, fuck, I forgot my lockpicks. Like, yeah, okay. Prepare better next time. Like, here's some lockpicks for you.
That's a five.
Alright, that's a five. So you're like opening drawers, some of the, not, you're probably opening boxes, looking and stuff. You find some fertilizer, maybe. Maybe some, like, bleach, some chlorine, all that kind of stuff. That's it.
I'll radio to command, just, I found some chemical stuffs, fertilizer, bleach, ammonia, nothing crazy.
You see. Proceed.
And then, if this room doesn't have any other entrances, then I'll go clear the next room.
There's no entrances.
I'm going to camera the door before he touches the door handle.
So, you shove the camera under the door, you start looking at the screen, you turn it on, black.
Great. Does it have a flashlight?
No, it does not.
Thank you.
You specified
a bare metal camera. Guess who brought a flashlight?
Speaking of, do you got that reaction roll for me?
Yes, I forgot it. Let me go. 16.5
16.5 All right. So, what were you doing on the entry to this room? Just curious.
Walking in, checking corners, looking at angles. I'm gonna.
All right, so you're
like,
just
like squat breach maneuver.
So you see, you just quick scan with those six skills you got.
Yeah.
So you just scan this room. Looks to be another storage room.
I do a quick survey of the room, see if there's anything suspicious, concerning, anything been disturbed, anomalous. I'm assuming that's fate, again, because that's what
Yeah, it's really down to luck to see what's in the room and what's not in the room.
Or we could do perception.
Let's do fate.
That's fine, I crit. that wasn't a good roll either. So...
That's yeah, I really like this. So 13 total. So you're beginning to scan around this room. Nothing's coming up. Nothing's coming into interest for you. Nothing really sparking the attention.
Okay.
There is a chair. And a table, but that's it. Chair, table. You know how in decrepit homes, like throw cloths over everything.
Yeah.
Or in, like, storage rooms, they'll do that, too, to prevent dust from getting on stuff.
Yeah.
They've done that here. Everything's... All the big furniture pieces that have been shoved off in this room seem to have cloths.
No other doors, no nothing, just tables, chairs.
Doesn't seem like anything else.
Okay. I just do, like, a hand signal. It's like, let's check the next door.
So you rotate to that next door, I see?
Yep.
All right.
3, 2, 1 Smash.
So,
roll again.
Check. So you just smashed in. All right, roll.
11
All right. Kind of get your. So you start the kick. Tunk. Kind of. You see the door jump off its hinges. Not jump off its hinges. Jump a little. Might have to try another kick.
My buddy here is not good at kicking. I'm doing all the literal legwork here.
You're the one doing the kicks. You've been, I know. He's been doing oversight for you.
13
Probably after the second kick, you manage to finally just barely knock it off. Knock it open.
I do the same thing. Gun down, checking corners.
Looks to be a cleaning cupboard.
Anything else in there? Just the same room, pretty much?
You see mop bins. There's probably a vacuum cleaner.
Is it the type of room that I need to see if there's anything in there, or does it look pretty cleaned out?
Looks to me like a cleaning cupboard.
Okay. I guess I'll just browse, see if there's anything. If there's not, then we're going to go down the hall.
So you just spend some time to flip through stuff. I'm not going to ask for any rolls. So I'm going to go back to Husky.
If there's lockpicks, I'm stealing them.
All right, so what's Nickin doing now that he's cleared out this first room?
He'll go and clear the next one, the same as he did before.
Oh, right, you were doing the bariscope on that, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
The bariscope, that did not work.
Yes, he will definitely pull that out and put it away.
All right, so you're back at this door. You're staring at it. You realize this is a poor choice. Should have brought the night vision baroscope.
I should have.
So, all right. You size up the door. You gonna just open it or something?
Yeah, I'll try and breach through.
Turn the knob. Door slides open.
Cool.
You're met by what looks to be about a 30-foot hallway.
Okay. This is a big basement.
So, how's the hallway positioned with the other... Is it just... If you walk from where I'm going and go to find Husky, is it going to be like one straight walk from hallway to hallway?
No. You'd go straight right, then straight left.
Okay.
Well, almost straight left. But... So, you're kind of beginning to... Your group is beginning to meet up with his group, right? After you've checked through this chemical cupboard? I think as the group rendezvous at this doorway, it would be a perfect time to call this part of this special episode, the SCP Block Files podcast, to a close. See you again later this week. Thank you for listening to this Crooked Atmosphere production. New episodes every week on Friday. We've been playing the SCP tabletop role-playing game by 26 Letter Publishing. We operate under ACC BY SA 4.0 license. Links to the songs and sounds you've heard in this episode can be found in the description below this episode. And please remember to drop us a follow and share this podcast so that we can continue to produce episodes just like this. And on that note, I've been the administrator, and this is the end of this episode of the SCP Black Files.